Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
Fly ball center field. It is back. It is way back. And the Brewers have the lead. This is the way.
I dig that. I can use that so easily. Okay. This is the way.
Yeah. All right, write that one down.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
There. 1-2, a fly ball. Deep right field. This one's back there. It is gone. Sal Frelick, his second home run of the season. The Brewers get on the board with the long ball. The first home run since April 18th in Miami.
Yes. Our long nightmare is over. Jeff Levering joins us, play-by-play man for your Milwaukee Brewers. It ultimately actually wasn't the home run ball that won them that game. They clobbered the Diamondbacks last night, Jeff. But it was nice to see Sal get off the schneid there for the team.
It was good. And cue the angels and the trumpets, right? Yeah. I mean, it's all done. It's over. No problem. For Sal, it was his first home run since opening day. But in Brewers fashion, right, they just bunch of paper cuts, sent 13 guys to the plate in an 8-run sixth inning, and they come up with a big victory. They needed that one against Arizona.
Jeff, when you look at the way that the Brewers have been scoring runs lately, and people were making a big deal about the Brewers bunting a lot, but the way I saw it was most of your home run hitters are hurt. And so there is value in learning other ways to win, especially early in the season, that later in the season, if you're not hitting home runs, maybe you can revert back to. Did you kind of see that as a positive as well?
For sure. Listen, if you hit a home run with nobody on base, how many runs is it worth, Telly?
Just one.
One.
Just one. Last time I checked.
It's almost a trick question, Jeff. It wasn't supposed to be that hard at 8:45. So if you get a base hit and then you bunt the guy over and then he gets the third on a wild pitch and then a guy hits a fly ball to the outfield and he scores on a sacrifice fly, how many runs is that worth?
That is still worth one. I'm on it now.
Still worth one. So it's the same, right? So listen, can you score runs quickly by hitting home runs? Absolutely. Is it fun to hit home runs? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if you're scoring runs at all, that means things are going your way. There's a lot of different ways to score runs in this game. The Brewers have found different ways to score and be productive offensively. So I think the home runs are going to come, but the identity of this team is using small ball, having a good approach, and making it just miserable for opposing pitching staffs and defenses to play against you.
The skipper joined us on Tuesday, Jeff, and Pat Murphy said that, you know, Andrew Vaughn looking good, looks like he could play right now. Said the same thing about Churio, and a few hours later we learned that, okay, now we're getting to that first step, at least, that these guys are going to start coming back.
Yeah, rehab assignments are going to go today is when they're going to start in Nashville. So they are talking about potentially St. Louis with Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn rejoining the club. So, I mean, you're looking at two big bats that are coming back into the lineup. It means you can be more flexible with Jake Bowers, potentially move him in left field. You could DH him sometimes with Andrew Vaughn over at first base. It just opens up the playbook, essentially, for Pat Murphy, and that's always a good thing.
Jeff, the NL Central is the only division that has every team over 500, and the Brewers are 3.5 out of first place. But when you look at where they are and all the pieces that they are yet to get back, you have to feel pretty good about where this season is going to go because they haven't had a complete lineup yet.
No, they haven't. They haven't played all season with a complete lineup. So in my mind, you get through this month of April, better times are coming in May. The flowers are starting to bloom. I know today it's going to be rainy and cold, but the flowers are going to bloom again. And all is going to be right in the world. So it's just some patience. It's the first month of the season. There is still so many more games left to be played. Plus, you're going to get more arms back pitching-wise. I mean, Quinn Priester's on his way back. You're going to get those guys down in the minor leagues that are going to come up. So, I mean, it's... everything's going to be okay. Listen, I know it's frustrating, and the team is still two games over 500.
Right.
They are doing better than treading water. They are at a better place this year than they were last year, and their lineup was loaded last year. So I would say that everything is fine, and I honestly don't look at the standings until maybe the trade deadline. They're fine. They're doing just fine.
You mentioned the arms. It cracked me up. One of the big jokes that's been circulating on social media is that if Matt Arnold ever calls you and starts asking about your pitching, you should be like, wait a minute, what does he want from one of my pitchers? Because they always seem to be really good once they make it into a Brewers uniform.
It's insane what this pitching group has done. Chris Hook and Jim Henderson and Pat Murphy debuted a shirt yesterday, which was the H&H Car Wash. Which is a famous car wash in El Paso, Texas, that was also a diner that Murph used to go to when he was managing the El Paso Chihuahuas. But the Henderson and Hook car wash is basically you just take these pitchers in the group and you run them through the car wash, you clean them up, you make them all shiny, and out comes this minty, awesome new toy that the Brewers have put together with their pitching group. They've done it time and time again with guys that are reclamation projects, and they've turned them into studs.
Hey, did you see this story out of the Guardians and Rays game where that little girl was trying to get the home run ball and dude took it from her? And that dude,
I did see that. Come on, man.
Here's my favorite part. Now, listen, I'm going to play it for you, and I'm going to put you on the spot. And I know this might be a tricky one, but knowing you, maybe you'll pick up on this. Listen to what the Rays guy says about the man who took the ball. He mentions food here.
His fourth home run of the year.
No, he's not going to steal that.
Yeah, that can't happen.
And then he was proud of it. Give that ball back. Come on.
I wonder if they had meatloaf tonight.
I wonder if they had meatloaf tonight.
Where did that come from?
So we have a theory, but I'm curious if you know what he's referring to. I'm just throwing it out there. If you don't, that's fine.
I mean, I'm guessing it's a Chaz Michael situation with Wedding Crashers. Ma, the meatloaf!
Yes.
I don't know what she's doing back there. I never know what she's doing back there. Oh, no. I'm guessing that's where you were going with that.
That makes me so happy, Jeff. Jeff, you just made my day that your brain was right there. We're right there thinking the same.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that's one of my favorite movies. I didn't even catch it at first, but it just seems so subtle the way you put it in. Jeff, before we let you go, NCAA mentioned that they are going to expand to 76 teams. Is this the true trophy participation tournament now, like everybody's in?
Everybody gets a medal, Telly. Yeah. Come on, man. Everybody gets a medal. And if you don't, you get some fat ring. It's all good. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna make some more money,
jeez,
whatever you're gonna do with the NCAA,
you know it. Because they don't make enough money during the NCAA tournament.
Stop it. Stop it. Play-by-play man, Jeff
Levy.
Easy. On Brewers 360. Thanks, you buddy.
You got it. See you guys.
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes.
I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf! Mom, the meatloaf!
There it
Fuck!
Is. Fuck! Oh, you hit a delay button on there. You got it? Okay.
I got it. Don't worry.
We're live, but we took care of that one. Well done there. That's, Debbie, what you call really fast hands.
So how about traffic?
Let's get right to it.